flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Don McNabb coming up in moments. Brandon Graham Show coming up here at 6. Then the Players Lounge at 7. Remember, Donovan's Call will be brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That is UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. And he joins us. There he is. Donovan McNabb. Donovan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Big Five?
We want to know what's up from you.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So I guess just first question, sort of an ugly game yesterday. What was your biggest takeaway from the win yesterday?
Well, defense played well. I thought defense and special teams played well. Offensively, we did what we needed to do in order to win. Obviously, we got to clean up a few areas to make sure that we're efficient and being able to stay on the field offensively. It's going to happen. It's just the first game back for Jalen. So I expected it kind of to be rusty in the way that it went. I would have wanted us to run the ball a little bit more, even Saquon, at least take it to the one and take it down instead of going down as soon as he got the first. But other than that, it was what I expected from our football team. I kind of was looking for Green Bay to make it a little bit more competitive on the offensive side for them. But I'll take the win. The win is a win.
Yeah, when you look at the defense yesterday, I know we'll talk to you a lot about the offense, but the defense yesterday I thought was the story of the game. They created 4 turnovers. How do you view this? You think this defense is one of those championship-caliber defense, meaning could this be a team that's sort of led by the defense, in your opinion?
I would say it's a little bit more balanced than probably people give it credit for, Ike. Mm-hmm. I look at it as a sense we're seeing – a lot of what we kind of wanted to see but didn't get it early on in the season from our front 4. And then our linebackers being able to roam. Obviously losing Dean is going to hurt a little bit, but I think this is an opportunity for Trot to get his time to shine. But I look at it in a sense for our secondary and the way they've been playing to our front 4, being able to apply pressure. And then offensively, like I talked about, our identity in the beginning of the season of running the football and then play action games. I thought we got a little bit too happy with the passing game in the second and third quarter instead of continue to run the football and utilize the intermediate passing game to kind of get our quarterback kind of back in rhythm. But yet, we'll take it. It was a defensive game for us, and I think offensively we'll continue to get better.
Donovan, it seems like the challenge would be, and if like let's say you're calling the plays at the time, and Green Bay is showing you we are prepared for Saquon
right.
to run the ball.
Right.
Like, what do you do as a coordinator when they're basically begging you to throw the ball and they're telling you we're going to do everything we can to stop Saquon? Because I understand the idea with continuing to give him the ball, but I guess from a coordinator perspective, it's like you see what's there and to take it. So how do you balance that?
Well, you got to continue to run the football. It's about the attempt. Because with the attempt being high, that sets up more for the play-action game. Because at some point as a defensive coordinator, when you realize that they are going to continue to run the football and get 3 to 4 yards a pop, now you're going to change up your defense, and now that forces them to play a little bit of man on the outside instead of trying to play that bracket coverage and keep everything in front of them to eliminate the big play. There's ways of playing the chess match, and you have to be able to kind of dictate what you want from that defensive coordinator. And if you continue to just play into their hands where we're just throwing the football and your quarterback is just his first game back after concussion, you know, then you're hoping that kind of things get back in the good graces. But it didn't. And so I just think for our team, I think Kellen Moore really has to continue to lean on what got us to where we were, and that being our run game and the play action game, and just kind of go from there.
Yeah. We've talked about Jalen today, and we hadn't seen him for almost a month. So we didn't know what to expect from him yesterday, but as we do here, we're going to analyze how he played yesterday. Just your thoughts on how do you think he played yesterday?
He looked like a quarterback coming off of a concussion, a week being out. Thought he protected the football. I know everybody wanted to see him take some shots downfield, but like you talked about, their defensive coordinator was trying to keep everything in front. And so the shots that we were trying to take, he ended up kind of hitting the check down and hitting the underneath route. And so, yeah, I know there's conversation of our receivers not having a lot of catches and things of that nature. That's going to continue to evolve. But, again, I thought it was a good game for him to kick the rust off a little bit, get back in rhythm, and get back to practice here on Wednesday.
Here's a question from a quarterback and a defensive perspective. What did they do that you saw to sort of get Jordan Love to turn the ball over? The Zach Bond interception almost looked like there was nobody there. And for them to get three interceptions off of Jordan Love, and I know he'll turn the ball over, but three in one game is pretty impressive. Were they doing anything to force him into doing those things?
Well, two of those interceptions kind of just landed to us. And that being the first one, that was just a great play by Darius Slay of keeping his head around, keeping eyes on the ball, and just finishing. The last one was like a Hail Mary. And I would say more than one that Vaughn picked off. That was him just baiting, which what happened on that particular play, the guy that would have held Vaughn down fell after chipping the tackle, and that being the tight end. After he fell and got back up, he wasn't able to get to his spot, so Vaughn began to drip. And as Jordan Love kind of assumed that Vaughn would kind of be just in that spot and he can kind of go over his head or ear hold him a little bit. But Vaughn did a great job of just fading into the zone, picking off that pass. And that's just a credit to really him, and it's just kind of everything that's happened of just kind of reading his keys and being able to be in the right spot.
You got a chance to watch a lot of football this weekend. We got one more game tonight. Our opponent is our next week opponent. It will be one of these two teams tonight. Are you leaning towards either one of these teams that you think we match up more favorable with?
Well, I personally think we match up very well versus the Rams. I think it kind of works in our favor a little bit, what they do defensively for what we can do offensively. And we've seen them this year where Saquon pretty much is still running from that game.
Yeah.
And so I would think that's more of a favorable matchup for us. Then the Vikings, I think Flores has really got that defense flying around the ball. And offensively, Sam Darnold is going to probably be comeback player of the year by the way he's been playing. And we've seen Minnesota over the last couple of seasons in the playoffs. So it's one in which I would think the Rams would be a better matchup. Now, us playing against the Vikings still would be a good game. And I think we're the better team. But I'll probably take the Rams.
What did you think of the quarterback play overall this weekend?
Justin Herbert struggled. And everyone has had Justin Herbert in the top five since after his rookie season. And I've continued to say he's got to prove himself, and he hasn't. Jordan Love, he struggled. I would say Bo Nix played better than probably people expected against Buffalo. It was just a tough matchup, which they weren't able to be consistent after that first drive. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson has played up the MVP caliber, and we've seen that all season, and that's going to be a great matchup. And then I would say probably as far as the Houston Texans, people probably may not need to sleep on them. C.J. Stroud and that defense, they're coming. And so it's going to be an interesting game against them in Kansas City.
Stroud is interesting because when he looks good, I know this will sound basic, when he looks good, you can see it. Man, he looks great. You know what I mean? But he just doesn't always look in rhythm. It's been a weird year for him.
It has. And I think a lot of people are still kind of banking on what happened last season in this rookie season, and they were looking for that. This is the second season around. People kind of get film on you. And then also, you know, there are some ups and downs. Obviously losing Dial, and then also Nico Collins was kind of a scratch from the very beginning in the Diggs situation. They were just trying to get into the fold, and then he gets hurt. So there are a lot of factors involved over there with Houston. But then let me throw one more in there. The Commanders and the way they've been playing. We've seen them twice this season. I mean,
Jaden Daniels is unreal, man. For a rookie, it's incredible.
He's been playing outstanding. But then again, just like what we just talked about, he's playing the way C.J. Stroud played, but a little bit better. And so last year, C.J. Stroud was Jaden Daniels. And so we'll see how far they take this thing, because it's going to be a tough matchup for Detroit with the way Washington is playing.
All right, Donovan. Well, hopefully we're talking to you next Monday after another win. Mm-hmm. And then, if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, are we going to see you in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I may have some reading to do.
No! He'll be there.
You know I'll be there.
He will be there.
I might have some reading to do.
How about that, Fyle? Yeah, the reading on the bench, man.
Yeah,
That was
you ever see a wide receiver read?
Anything. I go get into that.
All right, Donovan.
Let's just make sure he don't bring his book next day.
All right, brother.
All right, Donovan.
All right, now.
Thanks, man. You know, for the weekend overall, if you are a casual viewer, if you don't have an interest in one of these teams, man, did last night save the weekend, because those games all weekend until Tampa, Washington, were terrible. I mean, the games were bad. The San Diego Houston was not a good game. The Bills game was 31-7. The Ravens game was a blowout. What was the early game yesterday?
Bills, Buffalo, Broncos.
It was not a great weekend. So aside from the last game,
yeah.
And our game, if I wasn't an Eagles fan, that game yesterday was terrible to watch. If you're not an Eagles,
I don't know what you got. Listen, I watch football differently.
Okay.
Right? And I don't know. Do we want scoring up and down the field?
Do we want some defense?
I don't. Every game can't be a one possession, last second game.
Yeah, you know what? They just all seemed like a blowout or a sloppy game. Like our game wasn't a blowout, but it overall was a pretty sloppy game. You know,
that was sloppy?
The Eagles Green Bay game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so.
I thought it was a good game.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a good
game. Well, we won, so it felt good.
No, I thought it was a good defensive game.
Yeah, what's wrong with a little defense, Mike?
Although, I
didn't hit a bet, so yeah, football.
Well, yeah, from that standpoint, I'm with you there. All of games suck.
Dude, Jahan Dotson? I bet on Jahan Dotson. Like,
you bet on Johnny Wilson, you.
Every week?
Yeah.
But Jahan Dotson, I finally said, you know what, not this week. There's no freaking way.
Is that his first touchdown?
Yeah, his first touchdown, plus 1,000.
Yeah. Well, that was like when I would bet every game for Ben Simmons to hit a three. Like, and the game he hit a three, I didn't have the bet.
I kept saying, there's no way Jahan Dotson is going to go through the whole year without catching a touchdown. And lo and behold, in a freaking playoff game.
The first one in the playoff game.
Yes.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I didn't realize that was his first touchdown.
I know. Well, he's been so dynamic. It's hard to.
Everybody got a cheap one.
Not even in garbage time. Like in the last 2 weeks.
Phil in Williamstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everybody doing?
Well, what's going on with you? I mean, what are you, outside?
No, I'm coming from a doctor's appointment with my kid.
You want to call us back later?
No, let me get through this because I got a bunch of stuff that I want to cover, a bunch of ground I want to
cover. Wow. put your top ones in the beginning.
What's that?
Put that next to the engine?
So yeah, everything all right there, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, Phil,
lock in. Life as a father.
Come on, this is Buzz's fault.
Make sure the kids are in car seats and the seat belts are on.
Yes.
Of course, you know, it's a $30,000 vehicle. I met you.
All right.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I met you at Blockbuster in Sicklerville when you were getting Kill Bill Volume 2. You stared at me from across the room.
Man, Friday Night Hike watching some Kill Bill Volume 2 from Blockbuster?
Well, hold on. Tell me what year was that? Like 02, 03? What was that?
Kill Bill?
Yeah,
20 years. No, he said Sicklerville because that's where I used to live at.
Yeah,
I thought it was somewhere recently.
No. I miss Blockbuster.
Two things though. I want to talk about. One thing is the fact that Jalen Carter is playing lights-out defensive ball at tackle. He was a force yesterday. You know, you talk about all the other guys. But this guy...
She hung up on him.
No, I think Dave might have done that.
Oh, that awesome. Guy, Dave.
Yeah. There you go.
The guy waited hours.
Yeah, yes. I just said we could restart it during the commercial break.
Yeah, buddy. And Dave's over here.
The guy's, you know, he's trying to juggle two different things. He's got the kids going.
He's trying to be a good dad.
Commercial break.
Commercial Dave break. Doesn't care about that.
Yeah. Well, why don't we, you know, we talked to Donovan about how Jalen played. Why don't we talk about some guys who didn't start in the NFL, but also did play and had some things to say.
There are a lot
about.
To have opinions too, Spike.
Yeah. We call this the clipboard report. Oh. So if you're a backup quarterback and you have something to say, then we're gonna listen to what you have to say. So first, Chase Daniel had something to say about quarterback wins as a stat.
There's a huge contingency of people out there that would argue winning is a quarterback stat. Let me just tell you, this is the type of performance that diminishes the argument that winning is a QB stat. Because the Philadelphia Eagles did not win because of Jalen Hurts. Yeah, the stats look great. Yeah, we sit up here, we praise him as a winner, and we're doing our job up here. We're trying to tell you what we see from, 39, 38 years of experience. And with Jalen, he has an issue pulling the trigger when stuff is open. Now, stuff is not always going to be open. These 50-50 balls that James talks about and that Shady talks about, you have to take a chance because you have one of the best receivers in all of football.
Top five.
And quite honestly, one of the best number twos in football, Devontae Smith.
Yes,
so you have this team around you. I went out there and I saw him, and he I don't know if it was rust. I don't know if it was not trusting what he saw. But this wins as a QB stat crowd needs to get out of here because Jalen did not play up to his standard.
So
that's coming from a QB.
It is. Now, here's the thing on the rust thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the things weren't similar to what we had seen most of this year, the issues, I would probably listen to the – I'm sure Russ had something to do with it.
There's no doubt, Russ. There's no way you can't play for almost a month and not be rusty.
I agree.
It's not possible.
It's just that the issue seems similar to the similar issues, the pre-concussion issues we saw.
Right. So when you hear rust, what you're saying is people will use that as a crutch or an excuse as if he was precise – or played with precision prior to that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I know that's what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is if he's holding the ball too long and not getting the ball out quickly, that's the same stuff that I've complained about every week.
Yes.
Right?
No, you're
so,
right.
So I'm sure there's rust. I really do think that the next game will be interesting to see his performance from AJ, too, and how hurt he is. Now, he said after the game that he felt great, but who knows, right? Who knows if that was the book talking? So the second from the
we're gonna get to that book sooner.
Yes. Oh yeah. We got another one. So from the second thing on the clipboard report is Dan Orlovsky. Here's what Dan has.
My boy
to say.
Dano.
After I watched that game, Shannon, Stephen A. Molly, my takeaway is not Jalen Hurts struggled. I thought Jalen was fine. My takeaway is nobody was open, and that's my where my attention goes. Why was no one open? Why did Green Bay look like they could mug you up no matter what your pass concept was? Why did Green Bay defensively look like they knew exactly where you were going with your pass concepts? And I think that's the overall, I guess, concern or question mark moving forward for the Eagles offense is Jalen wasn't rusty. Shannon, I would disagree. I don't think Jalen's a sudden player. I don't think Jalen is a timing and rhythm quarterback. That's part of the reason why their pass game is what it is. But my bigger concern is with Kellen Moore, who is a very good coach and I think is going to be a head coach one day. How come it felt like Green Bay knew exactly where you were going to be?
So this gets back to the simpleness of the offense, which we've heard before. We heard all the way back to last year. I think that's partially what Bosa, was it Bosa who said something that they had figured us out offensively?
The blueprint.
Yep.
The blueprint. They've never had a particularly complicated pass game or a particularly complicated offense. So I don't really know if we're going to see anything different in that respect for the rest of the year.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And that's why I've said I don't expect to see anything differently. That's not how they won for the most part this year. They figured out that we're better when we run the football about 60% of the time, and then we ask Jalen to make a few plays with his arm to win the game and with his legs to win the game, right? Like, they figured that formula out, and it's not going to always be pleasing to the eye, and we're going to go through these stretches where the offense stalls. Like, if Saquon can't break big runs, which we know that's just how running games go, you're not going to get a big run every time he runs it. Yeah, there's going to be some drives that stall out, and we're going to have to punt the ball. And, you know, the one good thing we have going for us is that our defense keeps us in games, so it doesn't put the coaches in this predicament where they have to abandon what they wanted to do coming into the game, and now all of a sudden you got to throw to catch up, right? We get down by 10 points, you get down by 2 touchdowns, now you're throwing all the time. That's just what you're doing. And we've been fortunate that we haven't had to deal with that this year. I don't know, have we been down by 10 since the bye week? I know before the bye week we had that, but it doesn't seem like after the bye week.
I don't think we've been down in the second half after the bye week except for the Washington game.
Except for the Washington game,
I don't think
game,
we've
right?
been losing at any point except for the Washington game.
Right.
Jack's shaking his head.
You're talking about the second one,
yeah,
right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we've been losing in the second half.
The Panthers
at all.
Game got close, but
yep. The
Eagles always
but had, they had the lead. Yep.
Yep.
They always had a lead in that game. The Jags game was close, but they always had the lead in that game. Yeah,
yep.
I don't think they've trailed at all.
And to your point about the defense, that was the back and forth about when I say I was nervous yesterday. So we get all those turnovers. We're only up 10-0 or whatever at halftime. And I'm like, we should be up 24-0. So that's why I get nervous. But then I'm like, if I was a fan, sometimes I try to think about, what if I was a Packer fan? And if I was a Packer fan, I'd be thinking, I know we're down 10-0, but I can't imagine how we're going to score 10 points.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because the defense is so good. It's just that from the other side of it, it's like whoever you're rooting for, if I was on the other side, I'd be like, well, there's no way we're scoring points. Right. You know, because if our offense looked like that, I'd be the way the Green Bay's offense looked yesterday.
Yeah.
There's no way I would have thought that we were winning that game.
And listen, I'll say this. Because I feel like it's two camps. There are the Jalen defenders, right? They want to defend Jalen because they feel like he's being unfairly criticized.
Did enough to win.
Right? Well, no, and then you have Eagles fans that are okay as long as the team is winning, right? So they're not going to find a problem, or they're not going to focus in on Jalen's play. They're going to focus in on the entire team's play because the team won, right? So I'll say this. If there comes a time where the Eagles lose and the passing game is 130 yards and all of that, then he's going to get ripped after the game. I don't care how much we love him, how much we love the Eagles. I guarantee you, if it costs us a game, he's getting criticized for it. Locally and nationally.
Right.
That's just how it rolls. That's the name of the game.
The questions in Philly won't be any different than the questions than when you're watching FS1 or ESPN or NFL Network.
So it's easy for me to sit here today and be like, hey, man, this is what we got to do to win games. This is what we got to do to win games. Like, I can say that as long as they're winning. But the moment, and now we're in the postseason. It's not the regular season. Now we're in the postseason. So the moment is not good enough and our season is over, he's going to have to answer for that. That's going to be the number one question the entire offseason. See, he can lose in the Super Bowl the way he did because you don't say it was – I know the fumble happened. But he still played a hell of a game in that Super Bowl. And that's why people were willing to give him a pass for the fumble. But if you go 13-21 for 130 yards in Detroit –
it's not going to – and you lose
is what I'm saying. And you lose?
Right.
No, that's not going to be acceptable. And even for those that are Jalen defenders, deep down you're going to know that that's not good enough.
If we lose 17-13 in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, or hell, if you lose 27-13.
Right, whatever it is.
Like whatever it is, like, he can't be part of the reason why we lost the game.
Right.
He's going to get criticized for it. It's just – it comes with the territory, and it's not being unfair. Every quarterback gets that when their team loses. Every quarterback gets criticized if you lose at the end of the year.
He came in earlier today, but I always take a walk right before we do the show here. So I'm taking a walk here, you know, a few blocks away from Chickie's. A car, an SUV, pulls over, rolls his window down.
Now, did you get nervous at that point?
Yes, I did.
I would have, too. I'd have took off.
And he said, hey, Spike. And I come over, and he's like, hey, I got to talk to you. Get in the car. I'll drive you to Chickie's. And I'm like, no, we'll talk right here.
Love it.
And he said,
no, you ain't say. I'll say it for you. It was a black man, too.
Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm just saying. It's still a black man pull over and tell you to get in the car. Well,
honestly, anybody pulls over and tells me to get in the car.
I'm just saying.
I learned that from a very young age. You don't get in the car with anybody you don't know. I don't care how much candy they have. And this guy had a bunch of candy, and it looked really good. It was Sour Patch Kids. It was the kind that I liked. And anyway, he goes, and then he wanted to talk about Jalen. He's like, he was like, why do you criticize him? And I was like, dude, he is the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I have lived here my whole life. I don't care who the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz, Michael Vick, whoever it is.
Nick Foles before he won the Super Bowl.
Nick Foles, right.
Yes.
Kevin Cobb. They've all gotten criticized. Yes. He's going to get criticized too. And he goes, what if he wins the Super Bowl? I was like, "What? How many yards?
Yeah. Jalen Dilfer.
Yeah.
All right. But like, why? I guess I just understand what am I supposed to be impressed with what he did yesterday? Like the whole they did enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I mean,
well, I don't think he did anything impressive yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't hear me come over here and say he's impressed.
It's not really about you. It's just I've heard this whole like you should be thankful for this. It's like, yeah, I could get a lot of quarterbacks to do what Jalen Hurts did yesterday. Like that's where the whole separation I think happens. We're happy they won, but I don't leave yesterday thinking, there it is.
I guess for me, I'm not I'm not as hung up on the Jalen argument, right? I went through the whole Wentz thing. Believe me, thank God I'm not hung up on the Jalen argument, because that took years off my life with Carson Wentz defending him to the death. And I'd do it again. LTBB, we ride. I'm just saying, with Jalen, I'm more pro Jalen than not, but I can't sit here and act as if there isn't anything that he should be criticized for.
There he is.
Sure.
Like you can't do that. And but I'm also of the mindset that I have lowered my expectations from what I expect to see from him.
Sure.
Right? Like I get that. Now some people have it.
Right.
And some people tell you he should be able to do this. He's been paid X amount of dollars and this and that and the other. I don't think we're going to be having, unless they win the Super Bowl, I don't know if we're going to be having top five quarterback talk about Jalen this offseason.
No, I don't think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Are we doing, I don't know if anybody's going to argue that.
Not unless something changes for the next three games.
I mean, we'll see what top 11 week brings.
Yeah.
If he's top five.
What was he number for?
11.
11, right. All right.
Snuck right on the back.
All right. Phones are fixed. 215-592-9494. Coming up next,
surprise,
we will.
He made your list. I'm surprised.
Well, I gotta be credible.
Coming up next, we will talk a little bit about the Sixers arena going back to South Philly.
Sixers,
never a doubt.
And your calls as well. We're at Chickies in South Philly. This is the WIB Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.